Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's time for us and Sir Gents to come together and just huddle up, all right? I've got Kavi on standby, our resident mental health activist for men, to talk to us as gents. Omes, take it away.
It is Wednesday. Good morning, Fresh family. Good morning, more specifically, the Fresh Breakfast family. And considering that it's Wednesday, good morning, Shaquan, NSK, my two favorite people on radio. Considering that it's Wednesday, that means it's time for my gents. And when it's time for my gents, it means gay goodness is on your radio. Here's one thing that we men generally struggle with that I want to address today, and it's gratitude. Because we are generally raised to overachieve, we're generally raised to go after it. We barely ever have gratitude for that which we have, and we always put ourselves under pressure to always achieve the next thing, to always go greater. It's always more money, a better job, you know, the next thing. It's always the next thing and the next thing. And that means, one, we have little gratitude for what we have. Two, we have little gratitude or grace for how far we've come and what we've achieved, and we barely ever celebrate ourselves and celebrate what we've achieved. And that usually makes means that we generally feel like we haven't achieved much. We overlook our achievements, we overlook the success that we have in life, because we're constantly going after the next thing, constantly going after the next thing. So today I want to encourage my brothers that have more gratitude. Appreciate what you have, where you are, how far you've come.
Yeah.
And, you know, don't beat yourself up consistently and constantly. Don't be too hard on yourself consistently and constantly. You are doing good, brother. Have gratitude for what you have. A lot of the times we tend to compare to our peers and men around us, you know, and even men that are ahead of us. You know, you think, oh, look what he's got, look what he's done, look what he's achieved, and you overlook your own successes. So have gratitude for how far you've come, what you have, and also just have grace to know that your journey lies ahead, and what's behind you is just foundation for where you are going. Greater lies ahead. So don't give up on your cause because you're not grateful for how far you've come and what you have and what you've done. Look, let's practice grace. I don't think as men we practice grace for ourselves.
That's true.
Enough. We don't practice enough grace for ourselves. And again, like I said, it's always the next thing, always the next thing. Take time to celebrate your achievements, even the most little and minuscule ones. Take time to celebrate those. Yes, on to the next one, but take time to celebrate your wins. Take time to celebrate your wins, because that puts you in a place of gratitude as far as everything else is concerned. You know, take time to thank God and praise God for how far you've come and what it is that you've done. Celebrate yourself, brother. Celebrate yourself. Celebrate your achievements. And again, you are doing great. That having said, love, peace, and happiness. Y'all have a blessed one. It's been K Goodness. Cheers.
Finally.
That's all there is.
Mudgens, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m.